الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. Still in this chapter of istiqamah, remaining steadfast on deen and all matters, our ibadat also, and we normally take it as far as our ibadat is concerned, that we must be regular with our namazas, with all our ibadat, that is definitely 100% so. But more than that is our aqaid, our belief and trust on Allah. At all times we must have, that must be the foremost thing in our mind, that we don't waver in our istiqamat as far as our belief with Allah Ta'ala is concerned. When conditions come upon us, may Allah protect us all, but some cries of health, of finances, of domestic problems, then we forget Allah Ta'ala. We give our own nafs, our ego, we give that preference. And what we want, we give that preference. In all these matters, if we put Allah Ta'ala in front, Allah's help is also there, and Allah pulls us through that difficulty with great ease also. In the previous ayat that we had recited, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala recited this ayat on the mimbar, and then explained and said, by Allah, follow the straight path for the pleasure of Rahman. Follow the straight path, and that also do it for the pleasure of Rahman, and do not evade and dodge like a fox. Don't be like a fox and you try and evade and you don't maintain istiqamat. So in all matters we should be firm that what Allah has commanded us, Allah is the highest. Very clearly, we see that with the virus coming, how many of us forgot the commands of Allah? Command of Allah is to keep the masajid open. But we were proud that we closed the masajid. And we went to all lengths to keep the masajid closed. So that is not istiqamat at all. In all matters that the command of Allah we maintain. So this ayat is also with regard to istiqamat, remaining steadfast. And the most important is trust on Allah Ta'ala. Our aqaid must be correct. In our ibadat also, we must have istiqamat. Not one day we perform all five times namaz. Another day we don't perform one namaz. One day we read 10 suparas. Another day we read nothing. It also comes in the hadith that to be punctual and regular is much more superior than doing some days something or not and another day is nothing. Even if we do a little, but we do it regularly, that is more loved than doing something a lot one day and nothing the other day. So this istiqamat is a great sign of those who are close to Allah, and Allah wants it from them. So in the previous ayat, there were great virtues mentioned. Yeah, in this ayat, and other virtues are mentioned of istiqamat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say Allah is our Rabb, and in there is a clear indication that this istiqamat is more required in our aqaid. That in all matters we understand Allah is the creator, nourisher, sustainer, the bringer about of all conditions, the changer of conditions. Everything is only Allah Ta'ala. So people who have got that in their lives, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they do not waver. As Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, like a fox they go this way and that way. Now they remain firm and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In the previous ayat, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. In this ayat, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَعْزَنُونَ. Such people will have no fear and they will not grieve. The person who has this istiqamat, he will not grieve on any matters. He will not have fear of any matters. This all is granted to him by Allah Ta'ala. Further, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. These are the people of Jannah who have got this istiqamat. Not those people who are like a chameleon. When in this condition, they change colors like that. When in another condition, they change colors like that. A mu'min is a mu'min wherever he is. When he is with people of iman, then also. And even if he is with people of kufr, if he has to be caught up in such an environment, but he doesn't talk and become like the kuffar. He doesn't try, he doesn't start dressing like them. He doesn't take their education. He doesn't go in their way of life. He remains firm on his iman in all conditions. Not that we like a fox or like a chameleon, we keep on changing. That is not the sign of a mu'min at all. A mu'min remains firm in all conditions. So Allah Ta'ala says there will be no fear on them and they will not grieve. And these are the people of Jannat, khalidina fiha, and they will remain in Jannat forever and ever. So here in this world we must maintain that steadfastness and punctuality on all our amal, our character also. Not when things are, when we have got money, then we are generous, etc. And when we haven't got money, then we become stingy. No, even then, whatever we can spend, we still spend. When people are good to us, we must be good to them. When people are bad to us, we must be good to them at all times. Not that we just change according to the condition of the time. This is what is istiqamat, and this is the true da'wat of Islam. If we have that, we will see Islam will flourish in the world. But when we also don't have this istiqamat, we are just like ordinary people of the world. We are not people of iman. And we don't trust in Allah Ta'ala. And we just carry on like people of the world. Then people got no need to become Muslims also. That the Muslims are just like us. But when we have that istiqamat and we remain firm and on this istiqamat, which is referred to as istiqamatu fawqa alfa karama. Istiqamat is more superior than 1,000 miracles that a person shows also. And this is the greatest miracle, to have istiqamat. One murid of Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh, after 10 years being in his khidmat and serving him, he said that, "I'm leaving, I'm going away." He says, "Why?" He says, "I stayed 10 years with you, I didn't see one karamat at your hands." So he asked him, "In this 10 years, did you see me doing anything against sunnah?" He says, "No, that I never saw. Everything you did for according to sunnah." He says, "Then, person, then what greater istiqamah do you want? And what greater miracle do you want? That in 10 years you didn't see me doing anything against sunnah. You saw me, everything I did was according to sunnah. That was the greatest istiqamah. And that was the greatest miracle." So like that in all our matters, whether we financial matters with people, whether when we are in difficulties and hardship, whether in our family life with our spouses, to maintain this istiqamat all the time. Not to give vent to our anger, our ego, our own interest, but see all the time, what does Allah want from us? If a person does that, undoubtedly, in this world he will live a life of فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No fear, no greed. He will have the malaika saying to him, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. All these good qualities will come if we have this istiqamah. Further, these are the people of Jannat where they will live forever as a reward for what they used to do. That they maintain this istiqamah, which is very, very difficult, not easy. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, this is not the path of fox and weak people. This is the path of treading the path of Allah, of brave people, of strong people, not people who just for small thing, they change their words, they change their attitude, they just follow any and everyone. No, the path of Allah Ta'ala is a path for strong people who remain firm on deen. Not just because the children do something, then we go into a temper. The wife does something, think we go into a temper. No, that is not the case. We must be firm on our deen. So this is a great quality that seldom we think about it, that we have to have istiqamah. This is a great virtue which we should strive for and bring in our lives, that in all matters, especially our aqaid, that we are firm and solid. And then in all our amal, our akhlaq, in everything that we have this istiqamah, and that we remain firm, to have a smiling face all the time, even in difficult conditions, not to show what our inner conditions are, but to remain steadfast at all times. That is a great, great virtue and a great requirement. And for the true man of Allah and the true people of deen, this is what we should aspire for. May Allah in His kindness and mercy bless us all with His great qualities and work towards it.